In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. Remember, as long as God is still on the throne and he has not abdicated his throne and hears and answers prayer, and he does. I just heard that we prayed for a woman at the School of the Holy Spirit who had bed sores for months, and they're starting to heal now. Oh yes, he hears and answers prayer. And as long as your faith and my faith is intact in Jesus, everything's going to turn out okay. Everything's going to turn out okay. Jesus said, "I have said this to you so that in me you may have peace." In Christ we have peace. As the branch abides in the grapevine, as the branch abides in the vine, so we abide in Jesus and we have peace. In the world you face persecution, but take courage, I have overcome the world. Do you know that Jesus not only has overcome the world, but he's overcome you by his cross, by his blood, by his burial, by his resurrection? Do you know that? That Jesus has overcome you. He has. Just surrender to him today. That's what I call you to do, and myself too. I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Jesus, precious Savior. I surrender all. I surrender all. Chapter 17. After Jesus had spoken these words, he looked up to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so that your Son may glorify you." The hour of crucifixion, the hour when he will draw all men unto himself. Since you have given him authority over all people, Jesus has authority. All authority in heaven and on earth to give eternal life to whom you have given him. And this is eternal life. Listen now. That they may know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. This whole word know is not know about, but have an experience with the Father and the Son. It says, and this is eternal life, that they may know you, have an experience with the Father, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you sent, an experience with Jesus. Oh, how we need to be experiential with the power of the Father and the power of the Son who has complete authority. I glorified you on the earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. So Jesus is looking past the cross, that he finished the work that the Father gave him to do. And what work was that? So that the blood of Jesus would be our ransom, so that we would be able to get to heaven by the power of his blood, as we asked the Lord for forgiveness, repented. So now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. Jesus had glory as the Son of God before the world existed. Jesus was always with the Father as the Word of God from all eternity and beyond eternity. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. Gift of the Father is you, is me. He gave us from the world to Jesus. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you gave me, I have given them, and they received them, and know in truth that I came from you. You know, the Son of God was always with God from all eternity, and he came from the Father. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in the Son might not perish, but have eternal life. I continue. I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. Yes, the Father sent Jesus to do what? The Father sent Jesus to save us. To save us from what? To save us from hell. That's what the cross is all about. The Father sent Jesus to save us from hell so that we would be children of God. I am asking on their behalf. I'm not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me. Again, the Lord Father gave you and me to Jesus, and he prays for us because they are yours. Do you know that you belong to God? Do you know that you belong to God, that he is yours and you are his? All mine are yours and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. You know, the Lord is glorified in your faith in him. He is glorified in us. And now I am no longer in the world. He's ready to say, you know, I'm going to die and I'm going to be buried, but I'm going to rise from the dead. But they are in the world, and I am coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them in your name that you have given me. Jesus is going to be coming to the Father. He's going to ascend to the Father after his resurrection. But now we are in the world, and he asks for us, we who belong to God, we who belong to Jesus, that he would keep us, and that we would have the authority of Jesus, so that they may be one as we are one. How important it is that the disciples be one as Jesus and the Father is one. Remember, they were in one accord with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers when the Holy Spirit came. They were one, one heart, one mind, one experience. And that's when the Holy Spirit came. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me. While I was with them, and he's going to the Father now after the crucifixion. While I was with them, I kept them in the name that you have given me. What's the name? The name above all names. The name is Jesus. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost except the one destined to be lost. That's Judas Iscariot, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. The scripture might be fulfilled that he would betray Jesus by a kiss. How sad. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. This is interesting that Jesus talks about his death, but in the process of going to the cross, he has joy. And that joy is that he has given his life for you and me, that the blood of Jesus washes away our sins, that we belong to God. Jesus has joy, and he wants to give us that joy. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them. Of course, the world hates us. If it hated the Son of God, it will hate his followers because they do not belong to the world. Do you know that? That you don't belong to the world, you belong to the kingdom of God. Do you know that? We are called to be in the world, but not of the world. Just as I do not belong to the world, Jesus did not belong to the world. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. This is another part of the world. This is not the world we don't belong to. I am asking you to take them, not to take them out of the world, because if he takes us out of the world, who's going to witness to him? But I ask you to protect them from the evil one. Yes, protect them from the Satan. Protect them from the evil one. Just remember that the evil one comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. They do not belong to the world. Do you know that today? That you don't belong to the world. You belong to the kingdom, kingdom of God, just as I do not belong to the world. We are called to be in the world, but not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. Oh yes, how we need to have the word saturate our being. Sanctify them in your truth. Your word is truth. Yes, the word of God is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I send them into the world. Yes. And what are we called to do in the world? Produce fruit. Fruit that will last. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, so that they may also be sanctified in truth. We have been sanctified through the blood of Jesus. Oh yes, we have been forgiven through the blood of Jesus. We have been justified through the blood of Jesus. We have been redeemed through the blood of Jesus. I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who believe in me through their word. That's us. He's praying not only for the disciples, but for us who will believe through the word of the apostles, that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I am in you. May they also be one in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me. Our unity with Jesus and with each other will cause the world to believe that the Father sent Jesus. The glory that you have given me, I have given them. Jesus gives us the glory. Imagine, that is an attribute of God. And he puts his glory in us. So we go from one degree of glory to the next, so that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one. How? So that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. That the Father loves us even as he loves Jesus. That's with 100% love from God. Do you know that you're loved by God today? You say, well, you know, I'm too old, or I'm too sick, or I'm too bad. God has loved you with an everlasting love. God has plans for you with an everlasting love. How do I know that? Because that's what the Word of God says. Word of God says, thy word is truth. That as the Father loved Jesus, so Jesus loves us. As the Father loves Jesus, so the Father loves us. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be with me where I am to see my glory. That's us. That we be with Jesus to see his glory. The glory which you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Yes, he existed as the Son of God before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I may be in them. I tell you, Jesus loves you the way the Father loves him. The Father loves Jesus, and Jesus loves you and me the way that the Father loves Jesus. Jesus loves us in that way, that complete love that forgives our sins, that causes us to grow. Chapter 18, after Jesus had spoken these words, he went out with his disciples across the Kidron Valley. To be able to go across to the Kidron Valley, you had to go over these steps, stone steps. I've walked on those steps. Jesus went down those steps across the Kidron Valley, where? Into the Mount of Olives, to a place where there was a garden. What kind of garden? Olive garden, which he and his disciples entered. Now Judas, who betrayed him, also knew the place because Jesus often met there with his disciples. It was his prayer place, the Mount of Olives, being able to look into the holy city of Jerusalem. So Judas brought a detachment of soldiers together with police and the chief priests and the Pharisees, and they came there with lanterns and torches and weapons. They want to kill Jesus. They want to arrest Jesus. They want to crucify Jesus. Then Jesus, knowing that all was to happen to him, came forward and asked them, "Whom do you seek?" They said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus said, "I am he." And Jesus replied, "I am he." Judas, who betrayed him, was standing with them. When Jesus said, "I am he," they stepped back and fell to the ground. The glory of God caused them to go right on their faces. He used the name of God, "I am." "I am he." Power of God came upon them. They all fell on their faces. Again, he asked them, "Who are you looking for?" They said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus answered, "I told you that I am he. So if you are looking for me, let these men go." This was to fulfill the word that had been spoken, "I did not lose a single one of those whom you gave me." Then Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's slave and cut off his right ear. The slave's name was Malchus. What does Jesus say? Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword back into its sheath. Am I not to drink the cup that the Father has given me to drink?" That's the crucifixion for us and for our salvation. He died upon the cross. We're covered with the blood of Jesus. Oh, yes. So the soldiers and their officers and Jewish police arrested Jesus and bound him. First, they took him to Annas, who was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, the high priest, that year. Caiaphas was the one who had advised the Jews that it was better to have one person die for the people. Simon Peter and the other disciple followed Jesus, since that disciple was known to the high priest, that's John. He went with Jesus into the courtyard of the high priest. But Peter was standing outside the gate. So the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out and spoke to the woman who guarded the gate and brought Peter in. The woman said to Peter, "You are not also one of this man's disciples?" They knew by the way he talked. "Are you?" Peter said, "I am not." He denies the Lord. Now the slaves and the police made a charcoal fire because it was cold, and they were standing around it warming themselves. Peter also was standing with them and warming himself. Then the high priest questioned Jesus about his disciples and about his teaching. Jesus answered, "I have spoken openly to the world. I have always taught in the synagogue and in the temple where the Jews come together. I have said nothing in secret." No, he gave his life for us, and his teaching was not done in secret. He spoke the word of God in synagogues and in the temple and on mountains. Oh, yes. "I have said nothing in secret. Why do you ask me? Ask those who heard what I said to them." In other words, go to my followers and see what I've said to them, because I've only said the truth. "Thy word is truth." They know what I said. When he had said this, one of the police standing nearby struck Jesus on the face, saying, "Is that the way you answer the high priest?" Jesus answered, "If I have spoken wrongly, testify to the wrong. But if I have spoken rightly, why do you strike me?" Then Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. And this is Jesus who has done nothing wrong. This is Jesus who is perfect. This is Jesus who poured out his life. This is Jesus who healed the sick. This is Jesus who cast out demons. This is Jesus who taught in the synagogues. that they send to the high priest Caiaphas. Now Simon Peter was standing and warming himself. Remember, it's cold. And they asked him, "Are you not one of his disciples? Are you?" He denied it and said, "I am not." One of the slaves of the high priest, a relative of the man whose ear Peter cut off, asked, "Did I not see you in the garden with Jesus?" Again, Peter denied it. At that moment, the cock crowed. Three times he denied Jesus because he was afraid for his life. But after the Holy Spirit comes, I tell you, you're not going to keep the mouth of Peter shut. God's going to use Peter in a miraculous way through the power of the Holy Spirit. But now he's afraid for his life. Then they took Jesus from Caiaphas to Pilate's headquarters. It was early in the morning. They themselves did not enter the headquarters to avoid ritual defilement and to be able to eat the Passover. So what accusation do you bring against this man? They answered, "If this man were not a criminal, we would not have handed him over to you." Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and judge him according to your law." The Jews replied, "We are not permitted to put anyone to death." This was to fulfill what Jesus had said when he indicated the kind of death he was to die, on a cross. Then Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Well, the Jewish people are afraid that if the king in Rome finds out that there's another king, he's going to destroy the temple. But you know what? Caesar destroyed the temple in the year 70. Give up Jesus and you give up the temple, because Jesus is the eternal Son of the Father. "Do you ask this of your own, or has others told you about me?" Pilate said, "Am I not a Jew? Am I? Your own nation and chief priests had handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting for me to keep me from being handed over to the Jews." Who are the followers? The angels. "But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth." Remember what he said before, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Do you listen to the voice of Jesus? Then you belong to the truth. Pilate asked him, "What is truth?" He's got truth standing right in front of him. And he says, "What is truth?" This is sad. This is very sad. He's got truth standing right in front of him in the person of Jesus. And what happens? He says, "What is truth?" After he had said this, he went out to the Jews again and told them, "I find no case against him. But you have a custom that I release someone for you at the Passover. Do you want me to release for you the King of the Jews?" They shouted in reply, "Not this man, but Barabbas." Now Barabbas was a murderer, a bandit. I tell you, we are Barabbas. He died in our place. We are Barabbas. He died in our place. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. You listen to me every day. Have you sent in anything so that we can pay our June bills? Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Or go to inseason.net and leave a donation on PayPal. We want to pay our bills. That is why I ask for your gifts. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.